Let's go to Missouri, where about 46% of the population is fully vaccinated. Boone County has one of the highest vaccination rates in the state, but there are still many areas in the county where COVID-19 vaccination numbers remain low. Rebecca Smith from member station KBIA has the story of one mobile vaccine unit that's taking shots directly to people in hard-to-reach parts of the community.
It was a drizzly and overcast morning as I pulled into Centralia Recreation Park. But Boone County Clerk Brianna Lennon, a public health nurse and a nursing student, were already busy setting up their temporary vaccination station. A folding table, a couple chairs, a sign, and a small Rubbermaid cooler full of vials of vaccine.
The fancy cooler just has all the drinks in it.
A few folks were already sitting in their cars when the team arrived, and many mentioned how they were being strong-armed to get the vaccine by spouses or other concerned loved ones. Within about an hour, the team had vaccinated more than 10 people, which Nurse Kennedy Barker says surprised her.
It might not sound like a lot to some people. I think we did around 11 or 12. But that's awesome. That's 11 or 12 more people that not only got the vaccine, but then will go and tell their family, their friends, coworkers, whoever it may be, that, hey, I got this. I'm okay.
Barker says she thinks the uptick in vaccinations is primarily due to the rise in cases from the more infectious Delta variant. But she adds that with their mobile clinic, which drives from location to location, barriers to access are also eliminated.
We can hit so many different places when we're on wheels. I do feel like it kind of opens doors where it's like, we care about you, so we're going to come to your home and talk to you, answer all your questions, and make this as easy for you as possible.
As they wrapped up in Centralia, the team packed everything into the county clerk's van. They had four more hour-long stops scheduled for the day, including in neighborhoods and apartment complexes, sometimes just parking on the side of the street. At one of these stops, they met Barb Fork.
I just wish more people would get this vaccine.
Fork says she can't drive due to her eyesight, and she lives with an at-risk paralyzed man. She says they have an aide come in to help them 5 days a week, and since she can't be sure others are vaccinated, she wants to protect herself with a vaccine. She adds that the mobile clinic allows her to get questions answered about things, like the need for a booster shot. She says she's frustrated by the lack of vaccinations in the community.
I've got family members that won't get the vaccine because they say they don't have to, they don't want to, and it makes me mad. Because they are younger people, but they don't realize that all these people that aren't getting vaccinated, they are causing problem for everyone.
Have a good day.
The final stop of the day is a parking lot next to a gas station slightly outside of Columbia. Nurse Kennedy Barker says throughout the day, the mobile clinic had at least one person vaccinated at each of its five stops. Maybe those numbers were one or two, but she says each one of those shots is worth it.
Okay, these are also my neighbors. These are my community members, and their lives matter. The opinions that they have matter.
At the end of their 9-hour day, Barker says they vaccinated 28 people, and they'll be back at it again when the second Pfizer dose is due. And hopefully then, even more people will be looking to get their first shot. For Here and Now, I'm Rebecca Smith in Columbia, Missouri.